Hey, New Life. We live in a world today where people clamor for peace. But let's be honest, we don't really see it in our world. Jesus also lived in a world of chaos where it was on the brink of descending into destruction and mayhem. As he rides into Jerusalem for his final time, he weeps over the city because they did not know the things that make for peace. We talked about in our teaching that that phrasing has to do with making peace between people and God. But how we do that is by how we treat other people. Jesus says in Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers. Some people want to use that today to talk about going around and making peace between peoples and so forth. And yes, that's a part of it, but we need to understand why we're doing that. The making of peace between people is about bringing everyone closer to God. He says, for they will be called sons of God. The only other time Jesus uses this language of sons of God is when he says in Matthew 5:43, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven. Being a peacemaker is about bringing people close to God. But how do I do that? By loving them, even by loving my enemies. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem and he looked out over the city, it broke his heart. Because what he saw was going to lead to the destruction of that city, the destruction of the temple, and the loss of many lives. When we look at our world today, are we moved to compassion? Does it break our heart? Or do we find ourselves being moved, wanting divine vengeance, wanting God to straighten everybody else out? Let me think with you for a moment. Jesus wants us to be peacemakers. But if we're gonna make peace, it doesn't just mean getting people to shake hands and sing kumbaya. It means drawing them closer to God by our loving of them. We cannot pursue peace in drawing people close to God and at the same time want him to come in and straighten everybody out. Let us today, let our families be broken just like Jesus was when he looked at his world, over what we see in our world. But let us not just be broken. Let us be moved to go and make peace between people and God by loving them, caring for them, and as Jesus alludes to here, giving even charity to the poor.